Public hearing was a... Okay, a couple of things. So this week, today's shiur will be the shiur for this week. And then next week, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have regular Monday, Wednesday. Okay, and that'll be till after Sukkot. Okay. I made a special packet, a Yerodea packet, regarding Taruvus and Yom Kippur. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll do that on Wednesday. Maybe we'll see how we'll fit it in with the other. But I figured it's something new, a new packet. And it has to do with Yom Kippur, and it has to do with Taruvus, and it's interesting, so we'll see. Okay, now Sam Merkowitz got married, so we wish him Mazel Tov. Have enough chairs? Yeah, bring in some more chairs. Every Tuffin's going to need a chair. You have a chair? Is there chairs in there? Have a chair?
Yeah.
You have a chair? Have a chair?
Yeah.
You have a chair? Okay. So, the Shaila is like this. We discussed the concept of Taruvus, and like Rav Shechter formulated it, that you have a Dover Shel Isser, Miat Isser, as Rav Shechter formulated, Rav Heter, as Rav Shechter formulated, and it's not Niker. That's how Rav Shechter formulated it, that you have a Miat Isser, Rav Heter, and it's not Niker. Like the Chad Betray case that we've been talking about. So let me ask you a question. And this is the question that's going to be dealt with. Is there yet another requirement to have a din bittul? And that is called Yedias HaTaruvus. Meaning, do you have to know that the problem exists? Say I see three pieces of meat in front of me, and I think they're all kosher. And I never knew that one of them is really treif, and it's still mutter anyway, because two of them are kosher, so it's still batel. But the question is, the fact that I did not have any knowledge that it was treif, maybe that is a requirement in Hilchas Taruvus to realize that the Taruvus exists. Because if we don't realize that Taruvus exists, so maybe even though it's the same Taruvus, it's two heter, one iser, and a teinu nikker, but maybe if you don't know that there is a taruvus there, meaning you don't realize that there's an iser there, so maybe the din of bitl doesn't exist, and therefore even though taka, in other words, you have two cases. One case, you had two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of treif meat, and the guy knew that there's a piece of treif meat, just didn't know which one it was. The second case is, you had two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of treif meat, but there was no knowledge that such a thing existed, and then the guy ate them all three, because at the end of the day, they were both two kosher and one treif. The only difference is that there was yedias hatarovus, there was knowledge that the tarovus existed, that there was a dover issa there. There was knowledge in the first case, where in contrary to the second case, there was no knowledge. So could one say, and we'll see, maybe there are those that say, that in the case where there was no knowledge, there was no bittul. So if you ate three pieces of meat, two were kosher, one was treif, and it was einu nikker, you had all the milas, but you didn't realize the situation, then perhaps you violated an issur b'shogeg of eating treif b'shogeg. In contrast to the first case where it was mamash batel and you didn't do any aver whatsoever, at least with the raisa. So that is the question. Is there this new concept that for something to be batel, there has to be a knowledge that the problem exists, that there's an issur there? But if you had no knowledge, so maybe the whole bittul doesn't exist.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Why do we say he was asik a chalom barai shekayev shekaynene? But this is technically speaking, it's not a shogeg. It's misasik, right? He thinks the metzias is that you have three pieces of effort. So he's getting effort. So he's still chayev, but he's not chayev as a shogeg. He's chayev as a misasik, right? Because he doesn't realize.
No, no, first of all, Vesasek v'chalom v'arayis chayv shekenena means that we call him a shoygeg.
Yeah,
that's nothing to do with tarovus, but...
Right. So, question is, he's chayv. Technically, he's a Vesasek that's chayv, a shoygeg that's chayv.
But this is, as Rabbi Fries pointed out, this is a din in Hilchos Tarovus. Is there a din tarovus of bittul when there's no yedias hatarovus? So I would have thought, just because you didn't know, why does that make it any different? Bottom line is, you have, it's a tarovus, and tarovus is bittul. Acharei rabbi lahatos, why shouldn't the halacha apply? And we'll have to see, I mean, is this really true, what I'm telling you? That there's a new requirement here. A new requirement and of Yedias HaTarovus. Ignorance is not always bliss.
According to the whole human idea, so then your lack of knowledge gets you into trouble.
Right, your lack of knowledge gets you into trouble, because if you didn't know about the Tarovis, then it's bliss in the sense that you're not amazed, but you'll be a shoygeh. But if you would have known about it, it would be muta hetek gomer. If you look on page 11 of Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher, he actually on page 10 and 11 tries, again, this is all assuming that this didn't exist. I still haven't proven it to you. I still didn't prove you anything, that the din exists, that this requirement exists. But naniach that it exists, and then we can't leave today without me proving or disproving that there's such a requirement. So Rav Shimon Shkop has two possibilities on page 10 and then page 11 of why such a halacha should apply. So on page 10, he says, if you look on page 10, in the left column, the first word on the line is Yediyas HaTaruvus. Hinei b'dvarim she'inam nivlolim, higon yovish b'yovish. If you have yovish b'yovish, it's not mixed. She'kol chatichol medes b'fnei atzva, he'amokom lomad, he'kodim Yediyas HaTaruvus, adayin ein shem taruvus al zeh. Ha'kamishmai galya lo'olam eze hetev eze iser. Ho'in ha'taruvus u'she'in adam makirim, la'avdil zeh and zeh. Whereas by Yavish, if you have a taruvis of lach balach, that's a, in other words, kosher milk and non-kosher milk got mixed together. So that's a real physical taruvis. So what made the taruvis? The fact that it's mixed together and you don't know which is which. But by Yavish, as we've said in the past, there's no physical mixture. It's separate. So what makes it the taruvus? What makes it the taruvus is that I don't know which of the three is the treif. I know there's one treif, and I know, so that creates the whole taruvus is the idea. Whole in taruvus is she'ena don makirim lahavdil zemizet nimsa shasofik shenola lola makolachem merchaticha shemahu oiser al deizet shenasa taruvus zehu inyan taruvus kodem shenoda inyan zeshes chalfus bein hachatidos. What does one chaticha have to do with the other? I told you, they can be in three different places. So what does one have to do with the other? Ella, since my knowledge base is that I know there's one treif, and one of the treif is of one of those three possibilities, that creates the taruvish. So if that would be the case, then one could explain why you need Yediyas HaTaruvus, because by Yavish B'Yavish, that makes the Taruvus. But Lach B'Lach, the Taruvus is made by what? By the physical mixture. So then Lach B'Lach shouldn't need a din of Yediyas HaTaruvus. Say, somebody went ahead and poured treif milk into my vat of kosher milk. And I didn't know that happened. And then I drank the whole thing. So if you hold there's a din of Yediyas HaTaruvus, I didn't have Yediyas HaTaruvus, and therefore I drank milk, treif milk, b'shoigeh. If you say you don't need the din of Yediyas HaTaruvus, then it was batal. Then I didn't do any aveir whatsoever. So Rav Shimon Shkab says, but in the poiskim, you don't see a difference. He says, "Kaven the rishonim lo chilku beinian zel leinian heta yidil chalak ben yavish beyavish lach b'lach." So then, if that be the case, then this whole pshat the chora is faulty, because if If you're saying Yediyah makes the Taruvas, so then you should only need Yediyah by Yovish B'Yovish and not Balach Balach. And we see in the poskim that require, who hold that you do, you need Yediyah, they require it both by Yovish B'Yovish and Lach B'Lach. So then it has nothing to do with you making the Taruvas, because you need Yediyah to make a Taruvas by Yovish B'Yovish, but Lach B'Lach, the Taruvas is made physically by the mixture itself. So Al Korcha, you have to say that there's another reason of a requirement of Yediyah Sataruvas.
How can we say that that is the reason, but the late fluke, they didn't want to make it complicated, so they held it the same by Yavish Yavish.
Yeah, but if you don't see necessarily they're making low plugs between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. You see, they didn't require Shishim by Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach does. So it wasn't always a low plug between Yavish B'Yavish. That was the Rashi. The Rashi was asking why not. But L'maisa, it's not. So then he suggests another suggestion. He mentions it here on page 10, but then on page 11, he writes, Al-Korcha nirla niyas daiti ha-pi ma-shechasu b'yisoda inyin d'lochal heter ha-bitl kodim yediyas ha-taruvus chol heicha she'ein ha-miyad gorim shum shinui u'ladin la-rov ve'ein menagin ala ein ha-rov mevatlo kodim yediyas ha-taruvus legis shum his-nagvus d'vitsiyas ha-mitis einam sofim sofim zel-zeh. Whereas what makes the bittul is that there's a heter and an isser and heter. In other words, bittul needs a hisnagdus. Obviously, if everything is mutter, you don't need it in bittul. Everything is mutter. If everything is osser, the concept of bittul is there's a hisnagdus between a dover, a rov heter, and a miyat isser. So, mela, if there's no knowledge of the hisnagdus, so maybe. There's no bittul because there's no hisnagdus because you think everything's mutter, but not to create the taruvas. Now one could say, well, maybe there's hisnagdus either way, because the mice, what is osir, what is mutter. So. That's his other way. But let's now go and see where this comes from. Where does this thing come from? That Bittul is totally Yediyas HaTaruvas. And then we'll have to see whether does anyone challenge the whole assumption and say that it doesn't exist. So the Mishnah in Trumas says, Saw Truma Shenaflu Lameya. So we said the din is that truma is batal chad b'meya. So if you have one apple of truma fell into 100 of meya, so what's the din? Pashtas is, it's batal, echad b'meya. And what's the din? Also, tzarech laharim. You have to give one to the kohen. So what happens if you didn't get a chance to be meirim? And then, lo and behold, a second apple falls in. So now you have two truma apples to 100 kosher apples. So now the ratio is 50 to 1. You don't have 100 to 1 anymore. You only have 50 to 1 because it's 100 to 2, which is 50 to 1. So, saw truma shenafla l'meya v'lo hispik lag bia at shenafla acheres harei zo asura. So, the Tarakama says the first one wasn't batal, so now you have 2 to 100, it's no good. Rabbi Shimon matir. And Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter. Because we say that once the first one fell in, it was batal. And then when the second one falls in, it's also batal. Now, so that's the Mishnah. So, the Tosefta add something that we didn't see in the Mishnah. The Tosefta on page 3, it's a little hard to read here, the second column, Vav Sa'ah Truma Shenafla Lameh Lo Speak Vagia Shenafla Acheres Reza Surah Rav Shimon Matir Amar Blazer Rav Shimon Medo Amim Muzman Shlo No Daba Acheres Nafla Avam Yodaba Acheres Nafla Acheres Reza Muteres. So he's saying that this whole discussion is only because, in other words, L'chora, Rav Shimon makes the most sense. Because once the first one fell in the 100, it was batel. So now when the second one falls in, so what's the problem? It's also batel. You're not mitzarf the two. If two apples fell in together, that's a different story. But if one was batel already, then you never have the ratio of 50 to 1 because the one was batel at 100, and that was batel. And then the second one fell in, it's also batel. So the Tosefta says that that the opinion that says that it's mutter, that it's aser rather, is talking about because there was no yediya. There was no yediya. In other words, when the first one fell in, there was no knowledge that a truma one fell in. So it wasn't batel. And that's the Bartanura works with this as well. Take a look on page 1. He says, from Shimon Matir, Shalom no dolon afila. We show that Shanofla Shnia Moda Rav Shimon, the commander of Vasachas Domi. He pleads heichad the nodul of bintayim, lo hispik laharim and shenaf lacheres. Rav Shimon saw it came to omer laharim kumurim domi. There was the whole discussion is when there was no yediya. If there was a yediya, everyone would agree that it's batel. Everyone agreed that it's batel. So if you look in the Rush on page 7. Look at the Rush on page 7. Ki agav le ashkacham chiluk v'isru ha-mizbatel ben kodem yidiyah ben lach yidiyah. Perkei de trumas. Almud Rav Shimon shenodu lo nafil havi kimurim v'huter akol avo kodim yidiyah lo hitir umid Rav Shimon nishma l'rabban v'shari surim lo bo harama she yidiyah gorema saheta. He says like this, that this machloikas, that was, we have a machloikas whether it was 100 and one fell in and then another fell in, right? So are we mitzarif the two? Do we say the first one was batel, right? So the Rush explains, based on the Tosefta, this machlokis is when there was the idea. Now what's this machlokis about? Because this machlokis is by truma. What's special about truma? What's special about truma is that that truma needs harama. I mean, we saw sorry, Klavia. We saw Rashi as a chumra, but truma is medina. So the word is like this: that maybe since by truma you need to be meirim. If you weren't meirim, that's ma'akiv the bittel. That's ma'akiv the bittel. So mamela, if there was no yediya, obviously you weren't meirim because you didn't know that it was truma. So therefore, you have a machloikas. One opinion says that the harama is ma'akev the bittel, and if you didn't do it, it's not bato. And the other opinion says it's not makif. But that's by truma, because you need harama. So that's the question: does harama makif the bittul or not? One second. I'm holding the deal of hite. With Rav Shimon Nishma Rabban Rishari Surim, the lobar Rama, she adia garem sahetta. But says the Rush, that's only by Truma. That the question is whether the Harama is Ma'akev in the Truma. But by other Isurim that don't need Harama, so then for sure you need Yediyah. So if the only Machlokes here Rav Shimon should know the law and feel how you can move him who to our call. Machlokes says, since you need harama, so once you have yediya, it's all made laharim. It's kamurim dami. So one opinion says that it's orim omid laharim kamurim dami. So then, so it's like he did it, so then the bitul is chal. Amal Rav Shimon shenodolo hanefila So he says it is a hashta the nodolo shekevin shesov lahorin kumurim dami. Yeah. So Rabbanan hold, you don't say kumurim dami. So bottom line is, you weren't married. So it's not bottom. And Rav Shimon says, kol ha'omid lizrok, right? That's Rav Shimon's only shita. Is so that's Abba Kodim Yediyah Lo Hikir whom Rav Shimon Nishma the Rabban and Bishari Surim but Bishari Surim the Lobar HaRama so all you need is Yediyah. Yediyah is Goremis but here you need HaRama so Yediyah is does so here you need harama. So do we say call omid? So in other words, so if you had a yediyah, so then that question is: do you say call omid lemurim omid laharim kemurim dami? So Rabbanan ugly bas harama. The lace Rabbanan says the lace will kemurim dami. You got to physically take it out to be bottle. But the Rav Shimon, it's kemurim dami. So yediyah is enough. But kodim yediyah, but at least you need a yediyah. So the one opinion says you actually have to take it out. That if you didn't take it out by truma, you don't want meirim, the bittul's nachal. And Rav Shimon says no. You don't have to take it out. You just have to know about it. And if you know about it, then it's kemurim dami. And that's like he was taken out. But say we're talking about a case where you don't have to take it out, except for Shitas Rashi, right? So then all you need is a yediyah. And that, everyone will agree, is good. But the only question is, if you also need harama, do we say that once you have a yediyah, it's kemurim dami? But the Rosh is saying is that but other Isurim, you at least need a yediyah. So the Rosh's Shita is that you need a yediyah to be bato, l'kulei alma. It's just, why is there machlokus over here? Because over here, there's an added requirement of kemurim dami. So once you have a yediyah, kemurim dami, does that make it better or not? So the Rosh is telling us this Chiddush. One second. Oh. Now, is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? We'll have to see. I mean, in the truma thing, the whole thing of 100 is only a din d'rabbanan. But it could be that it's a din d'oraisa. That if you didn't have yediyah, so it's not bottom. Even though you had all the other requirements, you had rov heter, miyat iser, and it's enu nikar. So all the requirements of bittul are prescribed in front of you. But if you didn't have yediyah, so the Rosh is saying, maybe it's not, the bittul's not chal.
Just come over here, and everybody's saying it's just, does the idea count for
Harama
or not?
That's right. The question is, does the idea count for Harama? That's the smoke focus. But that's because Truma needs Harama. But if something that didn't need Harama, you still need the idea. But the underlying sound, you need the idea. So now, there is another machloikis here. We talked about the famous machloikis in Kuftes between the Rashba and the Rosh. Whether you're allowed to eat the what? You're allowed to eat the pieces of Vasachas or not. Now Vasachas, as we said, doesn't only mean you're taking three burgers and you're stacking them up. But if you would cook them in one pot together, then even eating each one is considered vasachas, because each one has time from the others. So let me ask you. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says that you can't cook them together. Yavish be yavish, beis the right, page 13. Yavish be yavish in isbatel chad betray im bishlam kulam keechad. You can't cook them together. Because if you cook them together, then you're eating them vasachas. So says the Shach, Yudbeis, Mihu, Levashlon b'shtekidei reshori. But if you cook, say you have three pieces of meat, and you cook two of them in one kedera, and one of them in another kedera, so that's okay. Because that's not called, because the, if you cook all three in one, that's a problem. But if you cook two in one and one in the other of the three, then you still have a tliyah, right? And that's what the Rashba says. You always need to have a tliyah. So you have the tliyah. Now let me ask you a question. Do you have to have a yediyas hatarovus before you were mevashel? So you had these three pieces of meat. So pashtus is, if you assume you need a din of yediyas hatarovus, like the Rosh says, so then for sure you need a din of yediyas hatarovus, makara, and then no sof al kach, you need a din of tliya. So the din of yediyas hatarovus is that you know you have one treif piece there. And the din of tliya is that either you don't eat them all at once, so you cook them in two separate pots, but you don't cook them in all in three pots. So if you cook them in two separate pots, there's a suffix which one the treif is, so there's always a tliya that is in the other pot. But let me ask you a question. Does the bishul have to come dafka before, after the yediyas hatarovus? What if you did the bishul in two separate pots, after the Idiyas HaTaros. What would you say? What?
You didn't have the idea till after.
Then what?
The question is, was it in the Batel Mahreya? Was it put in the oil? You still be told of it, you didn't know why you were putting it in.
So then what would you say?
If you say you didn't think of the Ma'akev.
You're right. You did Ma'akev. What's your name?
Hadin.
So then what?
Then you should say that you didn't have Mitzvah, and then when it mixed together.
So then what's the word you used to say? Vadai Asa. That's what I wanted to say. Vadai Asa. Right? Because you need the basic din of Bittul, the din d'oraisa of Bittul. So if you don't have Yidi, you don't have Bittul. So what's going to help me that I cook them in two separate pots? But if I have a Suffolk treif, so then, you see, so the, in other words, the chiddush that you need a tliya is that avada, I have my bittul, and then I have another chumrah that I also need a tliya. But if I don't have my basic bittul, then it's chad b'chad in one of the pots, and the other pot could be the treif. So therefore, it's all going to be aser. So l'chora, in other words, if you want to cook them in two separate pots, or you want to eat them separately, avada first you have to have the bittul, and the bittul only comes about through what? Yidiyas ha-tarovus. And then you could cook, have a tliya. But if you didn't have the bittul and you cooked them in two separate pots, so there was never bittul. So then you have an issur d'oraisa on your hands, because it's like you have a suffix, two pieces of meat, and there's a suffix whether it's treif there, and you cook them together, and there's no sheer bittul, so then you have a shayla of the rice.
What if you, let's say you have nine kosher pieces of meat at one treif, and you cook them in three separate pots?
Nine kosher. Nine.
Meaning, let's say you end up with three. Let's say you cook in three pots.
And what do you have?
So in one of them there's treif. You realize after that one of them there's treif, and two of them.
Well, there's only one treif of meat.
Yeah.
In these ten.
Right.
And you don't know which pot it was in.
Right. So is that like yavish biyavish? Because you have three pots, they're separate. One of them is treif, and two of them are kosher, and you don't know which.
Well, but you know one of them is treif. You knew that beforehand.
No.
Right, you didn't know that before. You didn't know until afterwards.
Right.
So then, if you assume Yudias HaTaruvus is a Tanayin Bittul, so that means that it's not Bottle. So Mamela, so then everything is awesome.
If you have a new Bittul now afterwards, let's say you have three pots.
But you already messed it up.
You don't know which pot it is.
Right,
so each one is each pot is a Suffolk D'oraisa. Each part is a suffix d'oraisa.
So you wouldn't see a new bittul though, between three pots, that's a treif. Like yavish biyavish.
But you already cooked them together. So now you have already you have a suffix d'oraisa in every pot. Every pot is a suffix d'oraisa. And it wasn't bottom. So it's a suffix that rises to the chumra. So it can't be. The concept of being. Is if it was bottom first, and then you also need a tliya in addition to the bittul. So then I can understand. So one second. So let's see this inside. So there's a machlokis here. The shach is very strong. The shach says on the third line of page 13. The third line. Lofi ani as daiti v'had the matir harashba bishlam b'shtekidei or shayne b'shum dekevin the noda in his batel menatora וגם מדרבנן ברוב, אלו ובשל ביחד עושה משום שחוזר איסור ונסערב עם ההתר, והיה כושר איסורים הנבלויים, חוסף הרשמו להדיה, חוסף אז מדרבנן, הלכה כל שנסבשל בבייס קטרוס, חוזר להיות כושר איסורים הנבלויים, ובשל שאוכל כל קטרו קטרו שמסבשל בו, ומראה איסור בקטרו אחרס, מותר. אפילו תאמר דמי דספקה לא נפגע לוחם, אבל דספקה דרבן לא לכולו. But he says, look a little further down. אבל שלון נודעת הרובס, דאז לא נסבטל, איסקלל, לא עושה מן התורה, אלא דעת בשעס בישל נודעת הרובס, מכי כל גדרי, יש לו משם מאיסר בזו. אבל דספקה דרעי סו לחומר. לא עושה לכולי אלמה. So in your case, if you didn't have any idea, and you split them up, so each kedera is a suffix deraisa, and that's it. Suffix deraisa is us. And now you cook them with other ones, so you made even more sfeikin suffix deraisas. So now you're finished. But if you had the idea first, so then everything is what? Everything is bottle. Yeah. And now you just need it in Tliya. So as long as they weren't all together in one pot, then you have it Tliya, because you can always point to the other pot. That's the Shach. Now, the Shach here is coming to argue with the Bach, because the first line, he quotes a Bach. And the Bach says, מיל ושלום בשתיק דירס נתת שורי אפילו בשלום בשתיק דירס קודם שנו דעת הרובס. And that's the Bach here on page 10, 12. יומיש ביומיש חד בתרי בוטל אפילו הוכה עושה ומחכים לבשלום יחד אפילו חליל ומחכים לבשלום יחד. He says, מיל ושלום בשתיק דירס שורי אפילו אם בשלום בשתיק דירס קודם שנו דעת הרובס מוטו לאחר מחכה. So the Bach says you could even mevashel before the idea. The Shach says, what are you talking about? So what's the answer? So the Maram Shich says it must be that the Shitas HaBach is that what? The Bach says you could even mevashel before the idea. So the Maram Shik says it must be that Shitas HaBach is that Yedis HaTarov is only Din Drabon. So if it's only Din Drabon, so you don't need Yedia Midoraisa. So Midoraisa is Bottle, and now you have this Din Yedia, so that can come anytime. Where the Shach says it's a Din Doraisa. So if you didn't start off with having a Bittle, that's it. So that's what the Maram Shik says here on page 14. And the Alter Rebbe also discusses this. And he also discusses the possibility of it being Drabonon. So if it's Drabonon, then it wouldn't make a difference what order it was in. There is a tshuva quoted in the Bachei Tshuva by Shlomo Kluger here on page 18 or 19. Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. And the following question.
The Bach says that the Rabbanon it's still opposite if you don't have the idea before the Bishul?
In other words, Midoraisa it's bottle by the Tarubis itself without any idea. So therefore, it's bottle Midoraisa. So only Shiloh of the Rabbanon, so the Gabri that the Rabbanon. That'll be okay as long as there's a Tliya.
how do we, why are we not to this Rabbanon outright? Why don't we, I mean, if it's an issue of Rabbanon, then we should absolutely consume the Rabbanon.
Right, but you, it's still a, it's a suffix. It's a suffix because you have a tzliya. Because you cook them in separate pots. So he has the following shaila. He says, "Al dvar sheiloso odavakish sheyay einay b'mashani novos that kama odos hashocher ubodek shalokim regal achas betavis." Whereas you have a person, he's shechting chickens the whole day. Right? And after the, after this whole day of shechting, he takes one chicken and he just throws it away. So just in case something was treif, you know, that's the sir lazozo. You know, he throws it away. And then he can cook everything else.
That really works out.
So if eventually they'll find out a treifa, they'll be toled on what?
On the what?
On the
what? Yeah, this.
Oh, so the question is like this. So what are we afraid? We're afraid that they're going to check the 100 chickens, and then they're going to find one of them to be treif in the future. Right, so then it comes out that there was no yedias hataruvus. So what is it going to help if they throw one out? But the whole problem is they're throwing one out because maybe they'll find a treif, that one of them a treif in the future. But if they find one of them is treif in the future, isn't that going to come out, therefore, that there was no yedias hataruvus, so that nothing was bottled, and all the kalim that they cooked these chickens are all treif, because they cooked them already, and then they found out by checking the stomachs later on that one of them was treif. Now they don't know which stomach came from which animal. So what are you gonna, what's going to help? So he says like this. That he says, so this, but that was the minhag. The minhag was that after they shechted, they would throw one away, and then they would cook all the. So he says, "Ach lumot zchus al minhagim nirali da shach lo mayri rach b'nidi and the sham dekodim shenodolo ola al das adam ula yed b'zetreifa lo al daito habito." He wants to say that Yedias HaTarovis maybe means that you had no clue that was treif. But once you do something to show that you're mistopic, that maybe it's a treif here, maybe that's sufficient. So by the fact that they threw one out, that was their minhag. Even though, according to you didn't really have a idea because you didn't know till later. But that's his, that's Shlomo Kluger's Limud Zchus on this, on this minute. Maybe. Or maybe under the Raisa, maybe. Either way. And then in the Yerushalmi on page 5, he has a whole discussion of who's the, what does the idea mean? Pshita shidosa materis. Idias chaver macha tishreyu. In other words, does the idea mean the owner of of the chatichas has to have the idea? What if someone else in the world has the idea? But I don't know that there's something trait in the three. Is Yediyas Chaveiro count for me? What if it's a Yediyas Safik? Yediyas Vaday? That's another discussion here. So he has all the... But the assumption is you need Yediyah and then all these different permutations, whether Yediyas Chaveiro counts, Yediyas Safik, or not. Okay, but let me say two things here. One is, that it could be, and this I think Rabbi Tuchman pointed out a couple of years ago, that one can argue with the whole assumption that you need Yediyah. Because if you look in the Mishnah Rishonah on page 1, You see, first of all, he says like this, to me, the Pashup Shah, and maybe Rabbi Tuchman said something like this, is that maybe that there's no real raya that you need Yediyah for Bittul at all. I mean, the Rosh seems to say it, the Shach says this. But one could say, no, maybe the concept of Yediyah is only when you have two nefilos. I mean, this is what I think Rabbi Kaplan said. You have two nefilos. You need 100 to 1. So when I have two nefilos, do I view a 2 into 100? Or no? The one was bottled already, now another one. But that's only when you're having two different nefilos and you question of being mitzdarif nefilos or not. But who says that if it's one tefillah and it's just amadin abittel, so maybe it's bottle. Maybe the concept of being mitzdarich in the tefillahs, to be one tefillah or two tefillahs, so that you need the idea. And he says, Pashta mastitza maisach dina benoda daf, and he could say, also he writes, that it's only by truma. By truma is a din sarach l'harim, so the question is, maybe Yediyah is good enough. That's ki'ilu hurom. But a case where you don't need l'harim, maybe you don't even need Yediyah b'chlal. And anyway, so it's not so clear that this din really exists anywhere outside of truma. Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, right? Because it could be it's only a din that truma has a din that sarach l'harim, so you could say that the bittul is tali in sarach l'harim. If you want marim, that's makiv in the bittul. And the chiddush is, if you have a yediyah, it's ki'ilu. But by other things, you don't have to say like the Rosh. For sure there is a din yediyah, for sure there's no din yediyah. Or even when it's multiple harambas. It could be it's a certain din only, but like the Mishnah Rishon is saying, it's a certain din only by truma. But the poskim accept this Rosh, and then the Shach works with it. So what I'm saying is, you know, what the Maram Shich says, it's a question whether it's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. I think, like Rabbi Tuchman said, it could be a question whether the whole... whether the whole din is this. And Rabbi Tuchman points out the Pre-Chadosh. Let's see the Pre-Chadosh. Page 8. Take a look in the Pre-Chadosh. It says, He says, "Call the milsa." Mahanish Maisim Ali Sivna Shakol Yisum Shabatosh and his Bat Vulcan Shahutru, Hutru Shainam Khojum, Venair, the Asur, Zula Simsaba, Israel Ka, at the Lake Ruba de Terra, Negat Isser, Kim Mino, the Ika Taima. So, Ika Ruba de Terra, Mim Mino, the Lake Taima, the Isur, Shubain Khojum Venair. That the Menodan and Philosa Isser, Rishon Khodam Shanofa Lashani, but Mono Dolom and Philosa Rishon, Unshanoda, have like enough of the name of Asachas. Such years we had to give about those names. We don't even be even say names. Go to Gosh to look, keep him because I call mom has gone. He should not have so as we've shown him. We come out to the Tarsa, the Milsa, the Svardi Lon, the Lekashim Sveka, the Bach Piska Stile, and here I am with Shmaya Sulu Media. So what did you say, Rabbi Tuchman?
Separating the
feelings. Right. Which line does he say that? First word in line is? Because after we know the feelings of Yisra Risha, Kodun Shalom Hosein. We won't know the law. Right, he's just using it in that context. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, one last thing. In the, there's a sefer in Hilchos Pesach called the Mekor Chaim of the Nesivos. He wrote a sefer in Hilchos Pesach. Yeah. So what's the din? With the din is Rabbi say the chametz for Pesach is also b'mashu, right? If a little chametz fell in to the tarubis on Pesach, it's also b'mashu. But before Pesach, it's batal b'shisha. Before Pesach, it's batal b'shisha. Before Pesach, if it falls in, okay, so it's bottle, you can eat it on Pesach. The field took place before Pesach. So it's already bottle, you can eat it on Pesach. But if the Masha Chametz falls in on Pesach, so then what?
Would it be more Pesach, it's not
concentrated
water, it's
got to be Shishim,
even
in the Reis? So this din is a din derabbanan. Chametz Pesach is also the Masha. Chametz Pesach is also the Masha, is a din derabbanan. Masha we mean is a tarubas. We don't mean to eat a crumb on Pesach is an issur d'oraisa. Understand? That's not Masha. When we say Masha, means that something fell in the mixture of chametz and now it's not noticeable. That's called Masha. Don't say a crumb. That's Masha. No, that's not called Masha. That's a chatzis shir d'oraisa. Okay, not to make any confusion. But if the chametz falls in on Pesach, so then it's not bottle. If it falls in before Pesach, it is bottle. So the receiver says the question, it's tapachti, im lo noda tarovas atoch Pesach. See, what if it fell in before Pesach, but you didn't know what happened till on Pesach? So how do you view that? Do you hear the kasha? In other words, the bittul took place before, but you didn't know about it. So if you want to tell me that the din of bittul is totally yidia, so that if the yidia only happened on Pesach, maybe that's called a tarovas on Pesach, which would be usher. The stapachim lo noda tarovas atocha Pesach close of an air. The eager pilpul shalran He chametz kol a pesach domi leisur beheter or heter beheter. Kevin the afil beisur beheter lo in moloda atchen tosuf chozev neir. Near Kevin the gam sham harbe posim shorim the afil the lo yidiyeh chozev neir. Gamay isur beheter chasid hold verim sheinim is batlim nola afi adachar tarovus in acharam pesach hizim tzar v'achar sheish as chametz kol nase isur. So the Issev Heter says, "Kol Dvarim She'inim Misbatlim, In Loma Nola Issev Alakar Tarovus, She Misbatel Ken Achanami B'Chomit B'Pesach." Now, if we say Mitzar V'Chashesh, as a Chomit Kvar Nase Issev, Loda Ad HaPesach Lo Shachtam So he says that maybe you can rely on the poskim that you don't really need Yediyah. If you don't need Yediyah, then it's considered a nisbatel before Pesach. If you need Yediyah, so then it's a problem. So maybe the poskim that say, what we said, the Pashup Shad maybe is you don't need Yediyah, or like the Bach. Maybe he's referring to the Bach, that Yediyah is only in the Rabbanon, so it's on the Rabbanon on the Rabbanon. I mean, the rice, you don't need Yediyah. So therefore, the whole Yediyah is only in the Rabbanon, so they wouldn't say it, like, Chometz Pesach Mashu is only in the Rabbanon. But that's his suffix, that Chometz Pesach has to be, is bottled before Pesach, Peshishim. But on Pesach, it's not batal at all. But the question is, what if it fell in before Pesach, but you didn't have any knowledge till Pesach itself? So is that called a taruvus on Pesach because you only had Yediyah, or is that before? So he's not sure. So he says, well, maybe we can rely on the opinion that you don't even need Yediyah. Then for sure, that's still called a nefila, because the nefila happened korban on Pesach.
Shaffer
also goes. I mean, if it's the same fellow, you know, we get the same thing. You found out if we found out now after the official that there was a title before. Right. Yeah, so here is Gabi Chomis, so it would have been bottled if it would have been before
Pesach. Yeah, but if you mean by the Shaffer, they found out before the official.
Then you would have a Yediyah. So here the Yediyah was only on Pesach.
Right, so here too often, meaning
they can't get part of the happy day after the visual if
there was a
tarot
before.
Right, you cooked something with
chametz. Okay, but you cook that the same basha.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is a very fundamental discussion about Yediyah. And these are the Makoros, and then this is the discussion. Is there such a din? Many poskim assume it is, and it's based on that Mishnah and the Tosefta and the Rosh and the Shach and the Bach, etc. But then there could be it's hard to say not that way, etc. But normally it's assumed that there is a din of Yediyah Sataravos. And if you didn't have Yediyah Sataravos, it's not bottle.
Well,
yeah. Okay, but let's wish everyone a Ksiva Hasima Tova now. And you should have a good year, you should have healthy, have year for everybody, you should have Achovas Hadas, be able to learn, be able to be Koina Torah, and Ruchnius and Gashmius, and Bez Hashem will continue. In Toshin Ayin Ches, Abba Aleinu L'Tovah.